and welcome to the program. I don't know how your week's going, but I've had one of those kind of weeks you wish you just didn't come along. However, we're going to look at some scripture that I hope, if you are having a hard time, will be of encouragement to you. Stay tuned. Well, there's no doubt whatsoever we're living in perilous times, but I'm reading in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse number 51, where it says, "Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, listen now, verse 58, 1 Corinthians 15. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, always abounding, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." There can be a lot of disheartening things that come along into our lives, but I've read the last chapter, the King is coming, and I'm a child of the King. Listen very carefully to the message of this song. I am a child of the King.
My Father is rich in houses and lands. He holdeth the wealth of the world in his hands, of rubies and diamonds, of silver and gold. His coffers are full, he has riches untold. I'm a child of the King, a child of the King. With Jesus, my Savior, I'm a child of the King. My Father's own Son, the Savior of men, once wandered on earth as the poorest of them. But now he is pleading our pardon on high, that we may be his when he comes by and by. Was an outcast stranger on earth, a sinner by choice and an alien by birth. But I've been adopted, my name's written down, an heir to a mansion, a robe and crown. a tent or a cottage, why should I care? They're building a palace for me over there. Though exiled from home, yet still I may sing all glory to God. I'm a child of the King. I'm a child of the King. A child of the King. With Jesus my Savior, I'm a child of